I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Network. If you're new to the channel, make sure you punch that subscribe button because we're going to talk about things like this. Sonny Hostin, oh, brave, stunning, courageous, enter in the view. We are all gathered here again today to laugh at Sonny Hostin. My little Ace Ventura, our good, nice, good belly laugh like Jabba. Ho, 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 ho. Yeah. At Sonny Hostin and her proclamation that this Trump indictment is going to be the easiest thing ever to prove, except it's not. And what's even funnier is the fact that there was a legal analyst on Don Lemon's show, whatever the show he's on now in the mornings, the one he's been regulated back to, failed ratings and all. The one he got in trouble for a while back for saying women in their 40s can't be in their prime. I hate to break it to him. I know some women in their 40s and 50s that seem to be in their prime. Sorry. Hate to break that to you, dude. But you wouldn't know that because you like the dudes. Yeah, he's a tambourine playing fool. So anyway, Sonny Hostin came out and she made this proclamation. The Trump thing is going to be the easiest thing to prove and then got shut down. It's embarrassing when leftists, The View, it's embarrassing and hilarious, gets shut down by a legal analyst from CNN. Radical socialist left-wing CNN shuts down Sonny Hostin. All right, we got some Fox News and we got some Blaze on this, but let's see the clip first. And then we'll get to CNN dropping the Macho Man Randy Savage top rope elbow on this theory.
Look, I think the severity matters a little less than...
Ooh, yeah, brother.
...and how easy it's going to prove. Mm-hmm. Many of the charges that they're looking at are falsifying business records. We know he's done that for a really long time. Mm-hmm. He's claimed to be a gazillionaire. He's provided these records. His chief financial officer is actually in prison right now at Rikers serving time mm-hmm. for falsifying business records.
Right. Brave, stunning, courageous. That's a award-winning commentary from Sonny Hostin. You know, Sonny has gotten us a hell of a lot of subscribers over the last few months, truly. Just from idiotic shit like this that is regurgitating and blowing out her pie hole. So let's get to the CNN legal analyst that shut this shiznit down on this being the easiest thing to prove a young slam dunk. CNN analyst, legal analyst, Eli Hugnig. Is that right? Who knows? Who cares? On Tuesday, appeared to shut down Sonny Hostin's claim that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg had a slam-dunk criminal case against former President Donald Trump. Interesting, because it seems like this thing is not, it may not even move forward. The grand jury doesn't even buy that they got enough that he should be indicted, okay? Little, what do they say, the cart before the horse? What, the horse before the cart? Whatever. Reacting to the potential forthcoming indictment of Trump on the quote View Monday, Hostin predicted Trump will be convicted and imprisoned because of paper trail cases are quote easy to prove. All right. I think he will be in prison this time. I've been saying it for 2 years, but I really believe he's got 4 cases in 4 different jurisdictions. Hostin said, and a lot of them are paper trail cases. Do you know how easy paper trail cases are to prove? It's the easiest to prove, Hostin added, of the case potentially being brought by Bragg. By the way, Bragg didn't even want to pursue this back when he was brought in. He shit-canned a couple of the assistant DAs out there that was working on this and said, Now all of a sudden he's flipping the script because somewhere Dementia Joe slipped him a hundo and said, go after him because we're scared of Trump in 2024. Quote, I think the goal is to never have this man be in a position of power again. Not even as a crossing guard. Boy, they're analogies. Man, all right then. On CNN this morning, anchor Don Lemon invoked Huston's comments, though not citing her specifically, because he's trying to save his homegirl, and this legal analyst basically threw her under the bus without actually saying her name. It was pretty funny, because he's like, yes, I also know who you're talking about, claiming paper trail crimes are very easy to prove. Before asking Hunnig about the legal bar that Bragg must clear to prove Trump's guilt. So let's scroll down. Can you never give me that ad again, ever? And he said, I disagree with that. I've heard that statement from, I think, a mutual friend of ours, but let's all laugh at the clip together, shall we?
Ellie, I have heard from others that this is essentially a crime that involves a paper trail.
Yeah.
And paperwork or paper trail crimes are very easy to prove. So you're saying it's going to be difficult, but wouldn't the bar be really low to prove that?
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Follow the trail?
I've heard that statement from, I think, a mutual friend of ours. It's easy to prove the paper crime if the person's name is on the paper. Here, the paper trail can show us exactly how this payment was made, exactly how Michael Cohen was reimbursed, and exactly how they booked it. But what I'd be shocked if the paperwork showed is a direct link to Donald Trump. If there's an email, a text, a memo, where Donald Trump says, yes, guys, do it this way, or I'd like you to do it this way, that's a smoking gun. But short of that, the paperwork's an important part of the story, but just saying it's a paper case, there's a paper trail, doesn't necessarily get you to the core issue of the defendant or the potential defendant's criminal liability.
Just Right row, he is saying right there, that doesn't really mean nothing. And if there's no names, then what kind of a paper trail is it exactly? Because the trail's not actually leading to a said person involved in any potential misgivings. It's interesting. I think it's hilarious because he didn't want to name Sonny by name. And this other guy, who may or may not be a fellow member of the tambourine playing community that Don Lemon is part of, I don't know. Kind of gathered he might be. Like there might be some friction between those two on the set. Oh my goodness. Wow. Anyway, you get the point. So I think this is hilarious because all these leftists ran out there and they all started taking victory laps. We've got him this time. We've got him this time. How many got him this times have we had at this point? Like 12? 15? I mean, how many false starts, flag on the plays are we going to have when it comes to you guys trying to prevent this from happening? They are mortified by this guy who is unafraid of any of these fools and will call them out. Oh my God, they're so offended by him. The more they get offended, the more I can't wait to cast my ballot in 2020. For one Donald J. Trump, our president of these United States. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. Sonny gets the gas face from CNN. Who would have thunk it? Peace, I'm out. Till next time.